AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And our Newsmaker segment today is courtesy of Mel's Tire at 915 Graham, where service is not expensive, it's priceless.
This is Allison of Mel's Tire. Spring weather brings more chances for road trips, so let us keep you headed safely down the road with a new set of tires. Mel's Tire has the Yokohama tire that will get you where you need to go. From the Yokohama Abbott Ascend LX to the Yokohama Geolander AT4 Geo18 or the Yokohama Geolander HT Geo56, you'll get dependable performance from your Yokohama tires. Mel's Tire, 915 Graham, where service isn't expensive, it's priceless.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Wednesday morning, the 16th of April, 48 degrees on our way to 80 today, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Kansas State Rifle Association Director Megan Helbisch. Megan, good morning. How are you? Hello, Megan.
Megan, how's it going?
Good. Thank you for having me on.
Glad to have you on. So how are things going as you, we've had you on for a couple of times the last few months as you've taken over here at the Kansas State Rifle Association. How are things going here so far as we get into the middle stages of April?
Oh, it's in full swing. So technically I've been the executive director of the 501c4 nonprofit, the Kansas State Rifle Association, or KSRA for short, since August 1st, so last summer. However, what's been really busy is since January, I've been spending 2, 3, 4, 5 days a week up in Topeka at our Capitol as the registered lobbyist, fighting for, defending, protecting, and preserving our Second Amendment rights. And relating to our Second Amendment rights is hunting. And so this Saturday, there will be an educational upland bird hunt, and I came up with the idea to create this event. Because I think there needs to be more opportunities out there for people who want to learn how to legally, ethically, properly, go upland hunting, which is pheasants, quail, chuckers, those types of upland birds. And around here, at least in the state of Kansas, of the ones that I know of, there's opportunities for children, or say women and children, if they want to learn how to go upland hunting. But there's not very many opportunities, especially for free. I haven't heard of any others that are offering a free hunt opportunity, no matter what age you are, or gender, race, whatever. You have to have your Kansas hunting license, which requires hunter safety. So it doesn't necessarily have to be from Kansas for your hunter safety or hunter education certificate. But we are requiring a Kansas hunting license, and then it's a free event. I got a permit through the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks to have it as out of season, so we can release these birds. We're going to be releasing 80 chuckers and 20 pheasants on private land in Lyon County. So it's going to be a great time. We'll start off shooting clay targets, teach the people, because it's not just kids and women, but we're going to have people of all ages coming to learn how to upland hunt. And I've got a lot of great volunteers, too, I'd like to give a shout-out to anybody that is going to be there Saturday and helping or bringing their bird dogs. We're going to be teaching people how to safely hunt with pointing bird dogs. So we have some local people or some people from throughout Kansas that are bringing their well-trained pointers and going to help teach people how to safely hunt with the dogs. And it'll be a great, hopefully it'll be a really fun day. We'll be teaching the people how to harvest the birds, but I call it a full from field to table. So start off shooting the clay targets, go over how to safely hunt, and then go out there in the field. We'll be releasing the birds, teach them how to then we'll harvest the birds and then clean them and prepare them for the table. And we'll be grilling them, and then hopefully everybody will want to try them and eat them. So full field to table.
That is a full day.
So when is
the activities? Yeah.
This Saturday, okay. Starting at 9 a.m., we'll be hunting just west of Emporia, just outside of town in Lyon County on some of my own, my parents' land, my family's land, and then also Roger Wells. He's a fellow hunter's ed instructor, a retired wildlife biologist. He's won many of awards, national awards. So we'll be at Roger Wells' farm for shooting the clay targets and the bird dog demonstration, and then we'll be releasing the birds on my parents' land. So we'll be north of Emporia at Rogers and west of Emporia for the actual hunting portion.
Megan, how long did it take you to come up with this full idea and, you know, talk a little bit about some of your collaborators to flesh this out? Because I'm assuming that this is one of those things where you've got at least some of the components in mind initially, but the process and, you know, the full event has fleshed out over time.
Yeah, so to me it's kind of a no-brainer. I've grown up hunting my whole life, basically, ever since I was really, really little. And I'd go out to western Kansas with my dad on opening Saturday, which is always in November. I have really fond memories of tagging along even before I was old enough to really carry a shotgun. I would just want to be out there. I just wanted to be out there outdoors, enjoying the outdoors, walking and seeing the wildlife and the birds. So I remember when I was really little, I think my dad gave me a BB gun. So I would walk along with him, or even without a gun, just being there, enjoying it and learning and observing. And so, and we had dogs growing up that my dad would train. And so I have some really great memories. But then as an adult, which really sparked this is, you know, it's one thing, I guess, to do things as a kid, but then to do it on your own, especially without, say, your parents or, say, without my dad. I mean, we still hunt together. But trying to do something completely on your own for the first time, yes, I know how to hunt, but then it's like, oh, well, I have cleaned plenty of birds of my own, but doing it completely on your own without some guidance or any help, and then trying to look up YouTube videos on how to cook wild game recipes, you know, like, so there's a lot of ins and outs that maybe as a kid you don't realize, or maybe as a beginner or a novice, if you have someone else doing some of those things for you, or just they're, you know, more guiding the process, that I've realized, for adults, young adults, this is more what I was thinking, 30 to 40 year olds that don't have the opportunity or the places or cannot afford to go to a hunting preserve where it costs quite a bit of money and then they release the birds for you. Because I mean, I go out hunting on public walk-in WEHA, we call it WHIA WEHA, public ground in Kansas, and it's kind of discouraging to me to go out to western Kansas, walk 5-6 miles, maybe see one or two birds. And that'd be very discouraging to a beginner. So I wanted to create a positive experience and not discourage beginners or people who want to learn the right way to have a free opportunity to be able to do that.
So do you have a full field of people participating here this weekend, Megan?
So we capped it at 20 hunters. And we are not full, so actually we're still looking for hunters.
Okay.
We could still handle a few more hunters if people are interested. Again, it's not just for kids, not just for women. If you have a Kansas hunting license and your hunter safety, this is a free event. Starts this Saturday at 9 a.m. Just get in touch with me. You can sign up directly through me. And you don't need to bring your own gun, so we'll have 20-gauge shotguns there. I got 20-gauge ammo donated. I got the clay targets donated. Every hunter will get to take home with them an orange hat and an orange vest, because when we're upland hunting, blaze orange is required for a hat and a vest, so then they'll have that for the future. So hopefully when they go hunting again in the future, they'll have the blaze orange that they need. I got shout out to Gambino's for donating pizzas, so nobody gets hangry or hungry throughout the day before we harvest the birds and have the birds grilled. We're going to have some pizza and some water. So pretty much the only thing really people need to bring is, I'm suggesting, you know, closed-toed shoes, long pants, and eye protection, eyeglasses, safety glasses, and ear protection. We will have eye protection and ear protection that they can borrow, but, you know, it's always best if people can bring that themselves.
Understood. Megan, before we let you go, what else do you have as far as on the event side here through KSRA over the next several weeks or maybe next few months?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot going on. So I would like to state that our Kansas State Rifle Association annual meeting banquet, so we always have a fun shoot, like a shotgun fun shoot in the morning. Then we have get-together in the afternoon of a legislator panel. So we'll have quite a few people, like, say, the people running for the next Kansas governor. We'll have a legislative panel of that and other state representatives, national and state and local level legislative panel speakers and debates. And then we'll have other guest speakers, silent live auction dinner, catered dinner. That is going to be in July, in Topeka at the Ramada Inn Convention Center. And if anybody would like to attend, we'd be glad to have them. You do not have to be a KSRA member to attend. It'll be July 12th in Topeka. So that's a big event, as it'll be my first time spearheading that as the executive director. And it should be a lot of fun. And if anybody has any questions, feel free to reach out to me. If you just Google my name, Megan Hilbisch, or the Kansas State Rifle Association, the phone number that pops up on the KSRA website is how you can get a hold of me.
All right. Well, Megan, awful busy, sounds like. We thank you for your time this morning, and good luck with the hunt this weekend.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.
All right. Kansas State Rifle Association Director Megan Hilbisch on our primetime newsmaker this morning. Chuck?
All right. If you want to be part of the newsmakers, we tell you that next Tuesday is our first available date, and then next Thursday, Friday are open, but those dates could, well, disappear quickly.